I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
It's John T. and Rich. It's time for What You Want to Know Wednesday. All right, so we got Harper on the line. Harper, welcome to John Jane Rich. You're on the air.
Hey, I love you guys so much, and I'm so glad to be talking to you.
As are we, Harper. What's your situation? What you want to know? How can we help you?
Okay, so my little sister is my best friend in the whole world. We're only about 18 months apart, you know, so we always kind of had that more friend vibe than necessarily just siblings vibe. And we actually lived together for, I want to say, yeah, it was like 5 years-ish before she got married. But anyways, I know this girl is keeping a secret from me, right? Like, I can just tell because I've literally known her my whole life and she's my best friend. And I hate secrets, and we've never kept secrets from each other before. And I just need to know, like, what's going on? Because I keep bringing up, like, hey, my birthday's coming up. Hey, my birthday's coming up. And I don't know if she's, like, trying to plan a surprise party. I'm more so hoping that it's a trip because we keep talking about, like, oh, we'll do a staycation. Like, we'll get a hotel room or whatever. But if we're going out of town, I need to know because I'm definitely going to change my Tinder profile location. You know what I mean?
Why, if she's planning a birthday surprise, why would you want to ruin it, though?
I don't know. I don't like secrets. Like, I just want to get down to, like, what's...
I feel like a secret's going? Different than a surprise, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do I... I don't want to ruin it, but I also just want to know. I'm a nosy girl. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Okay.
Man. I'm the same way.
Does she only get weird when you talk about, like, your birthday, or do you think it could be something totally different?
It might be something totally different, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because, like, she's married, I'm not, and she's always, like... I mean, she's a little bit younger than me, but, again, only by 18 months, but, like... It's still weird to take dating advice from your little sister, do you know what I mean? But she's been a little bit more, like, emotional lately, and so I'm like, are things okay at home, like, with you and your husband? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to pry if that's it. She doesn't want to talk about it, but, like, I got to know what's going on.
I kind of feel, like, bad about this.
Yeah,
like,
we're spoiling like, 'cause I feel surprise.
Like, in my head, I'm like, okay, if she's planning a surprise birthday party for you or a surprise trip, like, I wouldn't want to ruin that. Like, she's probably working really hard to, like, keep it a surprise. And then, like, if maybe something's going on with her husband, it's like she probably doesn't want to admit that to us.
Right.
Or if she's being emotional, like, what if she's pregnant, you know, and, like, it's like she doesn't want to give that up. Like, all the things that my mind's going to that it could be, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't want to ruin that for her.
Well, we don't have to do it.
Okay, sorry.
No,
sorry, Harper,
no, we
done.
Do.
I'm just kidding.
We do have to do it.
I just, because she also has my mom in on it. Here's the thing. Because I did want to bring this part up because, like, my mom's a pretty private person. But, like, my mom's even been acting weird about stuff. Like, I was trying to make plans. Like, oh, maybe I'll get, you know, tickets to a movie on this day or get baseball tickets this day. I don't know. Something fun and different. And they're, like, non-committal about plans for, like, weeks at a time, which is so unlike my family. We're super tight. You know what I mean? Like, why would you be avoiding plans?
Okay.
Specific days?
But, like, you said your Tinder profile. If you go on a trip with your mom, are you going to hook up the Tinder profile?
You know.
Yes, Rich, yes. She's trying to find her a man.
I would not want to know that about my kid. I would not want to know that.
Wait, I mean, it's hard. It's your family, so if you want to ruin the surprise, I guess that's fine.
Help me understand something, because I'm a little confused, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I need to say it back so I understand. You are trying, your birthday's next week or it's coming up, right?
It's soon, yeah. It's not next week, it's in a couple weeks.
It's in a couple weeks. You're trying to plan something, but everybody around you is acting weird.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like to me that there's a surprise party just acting by hearing but what your mom is saying. I mean, your mom's acting weird. Your sister's acting weird. They won't make plans with you. So why do you want to push that? Like, it sounds like that's where, if I was to bet, it sounds that's the way it's going. So you want us to call, who are we calling, your sister or your mom?
Let's call my sister first because I have a feeling it's... Listen, I just have a gut feeling. Like, it's a sister thing.
Okay.
I don't know how...
Okay, so then do you want to give us a date? So are we going to be like, hey, so we want to know if you can... We want to... Like, I don't know how we're going to try to pull information out of her without... You know, we could start with the birthday. We could be like, hey, we got this, you know, we're gonna like pull a fast one on her. So we gotta be like, we got some stuff happening here. We wanna invite you to this. And if she goes, oh my God, I can't, I'm taking my sister to Cancun for the weekend. Then we'll be like, oh, you know what I mean? Then we'll know.
Yeah, okay. So my birthday is the 23rd, but you can ask her about that weekend of the 20th. You know what I'm saying? Like the 19th or the 20th, maybe? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right, good. All right, so we'll start with that. We'll see what she says. What's your sister's name?
Henley.
Okay, so we'll get Henley on the line, and we'll start there. And I hope she doesn't reveal, like, what if she get, you know, it's something we totally don't know that's very private. That'd be terrible. Then you, if it's something, like, really, really private, like something marital problems or something, then you might just stay quiet, never even be on the phone.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, oh, thank you so much.
So sorry to hear that.
Yeah, abort mission. I will hop off.
Yeah. All right. All right, Harper, hold on the line, okay? What You Want to Know Wednesday continues next with John Jay and Rich.
What you want?
John Jay and Rich, we are in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday.
What you want?
This is about two sisters, Harper and Henley, 18 months apart. Henley is married. Harper is not. Harper is the older sister. Now, Harper's birthday is coming up in a couple weeks, and Henley's been acting kind of weird. Long story short, the vibe is it sounds like there's a surprise party. But Harper wants us to find out what's going on. But mom's a little involved. But Henley's acting kind of weird. So we're going to try to figure out what's going on. But it's kind of sad because if it is a surprise party, that's a bummer that we're ruining it.
Totally.
And I hate that we might be ruining it.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
I almost feel like we should put Harper on hold and not let her hear anything.
Well, we can. Should we do that? And then bring her in?
That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if we should. What do you guys think? So no? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Put her on hold so you can't hear anything, and then if we figure out, what do you think, Harper? Or do you?
No, I want to hear it.
But then you don't.
That's why she called. Of course, she doesn't want to be on hold.
Then you can like call. You call somebody else, and they'll be like, I think John, Jay, and Rich are in on it. My mom is in on it.
She's just going to listen to the radio, and then she'll know. Might as well let her hear. All right, here we go. Stand by.
Hello.
Hi, is Henley available?
Hi, yes, this is Henley.
Hi, my name's Peyton. I'm with John, Jay, and Rich. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio real quick, if that's okay with you.
Oh, my God. Hi. I was hoping you would call. This is seriously perfect.
You were? How come you were hoping we were calling?
Yeah, wait, hold on. I'm going to hop in, y'all. Henley, hey, obviously this is Harper, but I'm very confused. Right now, why?
Oh my God!
I think Peyton to call. I know this is totally not what you expected, but my plan worked perfectly. Mom told me Peyton. I got back to you on the show, and I'm so excited. I figured I would use this as a way to tell you some really good news.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not what I was expecting to say, but obviously I want to know the good news. It better be good if you brought me on the radio.
Wait, hold on. Just because this is happening so fast, I have to process what's happening here.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Henley.
Yeah.
You were expecting us to call you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, Harper, you didn't know any of this was happening, did you?
No, I am so lost in the sauce right now.
So are we. So, Henley, we were calling you to try to get information from you, but you knew we were calling.
I can explain.
Yes, please do.
Okay, Harper.
Yeah?
You know, you're like my favorite person, so I wanted to tell you this news with some of your favorite people. Okay. James and I are expecting a little baby girl.
Oh, I just got chills.
What? Shut up. If you're lying to me right now, it's going to be so bad.
No, I'm not.
I'm literally at work crying now. And I wanted to ask you if you would be okay if we named her after you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course, Henley. Oh my God, I wish I was with you. I'm like literally, I was like an idiot because I'm like crying in my office at work. Yes, like I'm freaking out. Obviously, like yes, 100 times. Yes, I'm so shook that you have us on the radio.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm so happy this worked.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited you said yes, Harper. I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm just, you owe me some new mascara, first of all. I'm literally, like, scrambling in my purse to, like, wipe my face down at work.
Okay, wait, Henley, how did you know that we were going to call you?
So, my mom was in on it. Oh, Mom, are you kidding me right now? Now I'm even more, like, I'm even more emotional about this.
So what we're dealing with here is like a gender reveal slash letting the sister know she's pregnant slash can we name the baby after you slash it's not a surprise party for you. This isn't about you at all slash thought people were acting this about you, Harper, but really it's not.
It's good news, though.
Slash.
It is. I don't even care about my stupid birthday anymore. Now I'm like, forget the birthday. Like, can we start planning the baby shower?
Yeah. I think it'd be weird if you said, no, you can't name the baby after me. That would have been weird.
No, absolutely. I'm like literally trying to pull myself together right now. I'm so like a mess.
Harper, I'm so excited. This worked out perfectly.
Meanwhile, Harper's like, great. You got married before me. You're having a baby before me. Way to rub it in my face.
Happy for her.
So happy for her.
Harper's all got worried about her Tinder profile. And you're moving out of your life, starting a family. I'm sure she's happy for you. Don't get me wrong. All right. Well, Henley, thanks for going on there with us. Harper, congratulations. Henley, congratulations. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That's What You Want to Know Wednesday. John, Jay, and Rich. I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.